Rivers Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're having a good week this week. Wednesday, hump day, thinking about what we can do to get through the rest of the week. For some of us, it's a couple of days away. I have a friend, she goes, oh, well, this is my Friday. I said, oh, I hate you. So we have Wednesday, hump day. I don't have a guest lined up for this half hour, so it looks like you're going to be my guest. And I was thinking about summertime, and we were having conversations with some friends about this weather. Now, I've lived here over 20 years, and for me, the summer weather pattern is typically, you know, you get the hot mornings, it's a little humid, and then you have that hot, hot afternoon with the hot sun, and typically 4:30, 5 o'clock, you'd get that afternoon shower that would come through, sometimes a thunderstorm, and it would kind of cool things off, and then you get that post-shower coolness, and then humidity, and then nighttime. I have never seen it that I can remember where we were getting these sort of thunderstorms popping up all over the place all day long. On my way here this morning, it was sunny at my house. I got about halfway up, uptown to where the station is, and it looked like that it had, was it some kind of torrential rain had just happened, because there were puddles, all the roads had big, it looked like the trees were all wet, and it looked like I had just missed like a huge storm, and the sun was shining. So it's very strange. I don't know. This has been an interesting summer in terms of hot fun in the summertime. So I was thinking about, it's already, can you believe it's already mid-June? We're coming up on the Juneteenth celebration tomorrow. And I was sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, it's June 19th tomorrow, which means 4th of July is only a couple of weeks away. Blue Angels is only about 3 weeks away. And that's always a big, fun summertime event. But I started thinking, wait a minute, I haven't planned my summer vacation. And I had to, when am I taking my summer vacation? What am I going to do for summer vacation? And it occurred to me that I would love some help from listeners, because I've been thinking about, well, what could I do? And you know, what have been my favorite vacations? So there's all kinds of different definitions of vacation I have found, because for some, for me, like a vacation can sometimes just be a long weekend where I say, okay, I'm taking Friday off and that's it. I'm just going to take Friday and maybe Monday. And so I think, woohoo, I had this long vacation weekend. So I thought it would be fun. I just said, well, you know, what is the meaning of vacation? So I looked it up and it says the full meaning of vacation is a noun, a period of suspension of work, study, or other activity, usually used for rest, recreation, or travel, recess, or holiday. So it's like school children are on vacation now at part of the year, and that they get that automatic vacation. But my question is, why don't adults get automatic vacation? I mean, really, we work hard all year long, and we work full days. The kid's only there half a day, or you know, maybe till 2 o'clock or something. So I've really been thinking about how we have gotten sort of into a society where this is the way it is, and we're just all going to have to live with it. So it was interesting when I had a chance. I had many years ago had an opportunity to teach over in Germany, and it was interesting how their work schedule was so different from our American schedule. Now, this was a good 20 years ago, so it may have changed since then. But I was so surprised, because I was teaching some acting classes, and the classes started at around, I think, 9 o'clock. And so the plan was teach till lunchtime, take a break, and then teach again until 4 or 5 o'clock. Well, about 10:30, the students looked at me and said, well, it's time for our break. I said, what break? Well, we always take a morning break. I said, what do you mean a morning break? What are you talking about? And the schedule that everyone follows, so they would have a mid-morning break for coffee or tea and biscuits or whatever. I said, well, that's not very productive, because I get to the office and I'm on that computer and sometimes don't even take a lunch, or if I take a lunch, it's right there, like I'll eat at my computer. And it's sort of the American way, right? So I'm sitting there kind of flabbergasted. I thought, well, that's kind of nice. So then I said to myself, okay, we'll get going, because I'm going to have to make up this time somehow. And then we get to the lunch, and the lunch is a good hour and a half. And then they take a siesta in the afternoon at 2 so that they can rest to do the rest of the afternoon. And then they get done at about 4:30. I said, what is going on here? You're averaging about 5 or 6 hours of actual work in an 8 to 10 hour workday. But their theory is that if you're rested and you're calm and you're not stressed, then you're going to be more productive. And I thought, I don't know. And then I realized I'm really American because all I've ever heard is put your nose to the grindstone. Make sure that you work hard and you'll prosper. I've had that in my head since I was a kid. So it's kind of interesting. And then here was the kicker. We were talking about vacation and summertime. And apparently and I don't know if they still do this, but it used to be that the whole country would take the month of August off. The whole country now. So everyone, including, by the way, restaurants and some of the hospitality and all the other stuff, they would take the month off. I said, how can you do that? And I think the only thing that would stay open maybe would be the absolute necessities like gas stations and things like that. But generally, it's understood that that's when everybody in the country takes their vacation. Here was the other one that I thought was interesting. Sundays. They don't work on Sunday, period. Like, at all. So I said, I was staying there. Obviously, I was, staying in a hotel while I was doing this program. And what was kind of cool was that all the families of my students and the people that I was affiliated with the school there, and it was in Cologne, Germany, they would invite people that were staying at the hotels to come to their homes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I thought, wow, for everybody? And they would have kind of an open invitation, and the concierge would say, hey, if you're looking for something, our restaurants are closed on Sundays, but if you're looking for something, someplace to eat, we've got some families that offer hospitality. And then you'd see people out in the parks and picnicking, and everybody had the day off. I thought, wow, I don't know. I think they might be onto something. Now, I don't know if that's still the case today, but I thought, it wouldn't bother me so much to miss a vacation if that was my work schedule every week. I don't know. So I was thinking about that. But would love some suggestions, because if I do take a week, do you take a week? Do you take 2 weeks? Do you find that just having a long weekend is enough? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. 850-437-1620. And I've been going through my wish list. Like, if I won the lottery and could take the ultimate vacation, what would it be? So I'd love to hear from you all on your vacation ideas. Paul just texted in with Blue Sky Landscaping. He says, yep, fall's only 3 months away. So we got to get on this, y'all. We got to figure out what are we going to do for some fun this summer. Love to hear your ideas. 850-437-1620. And we'll be back right after the break. And I have a couple ideas that I might share with you coming up. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking a little bit about vacations this morning and some vacation ideas, a little bit about our American lifestyle, how we're so stressed all the time. And in fact, on this show, I have quite a few guests that come on, my friend Dr. Gibbons from Acupuncture and Wellness, our friends from the Regeneration Station, talking about ways that we can de-stress and not get so wrapped up in our day-to-day. I feel like half the time I'm just in a state of stress. Like, if I actually get relaxed, I think, what's wrong? This just feels too normal to me. Yeah, this just feels like uncomfortable because I'm so relaxed. But right now I'm thinking, I really want to take an extended vacation. Because what happens to me sometimes when you say, okay, well, we're going to go on a family vacation and we're going to take a week. So for mom or for whoever's planning the vacation, the 3 or 4 days or a week or two before the vacation, you're planning the food, you're doing the shopping, you're getting the clothes ready, you're packing the bags. Oh, it's exhausting. Then you get on the vacation and then you got to unpack everything and get the food ready. And it's not much of a vacation for the family itself. The kids have a great time, but sometimes the parents end up having to do an awful lot of work just to have that week away. About 3 days into it, even if it's a beach vacation, I'll finally start to relax, and then it's time to go home. And so you don't really get a chance to enjoy. The other thing about vacations that's tricky for me is I love to travel. I would give anything to just win the lottery and travel the world. But the thing is that nowadays, flying has gotten to be very interesting. And no offense to our friends at the Pensacola Airport. We love you. However, any airport, any flying, especially during the summer, you can get the cheaper fares, but gosh, the hassle of the TSA and going through all that has certainly changed in the last few years from those early days when you could just walk right to the gate. Remember that? A lot simpler. So I was trying to think of some interesting destinations because I think, oh, I've got to spend a lot of money. It's not really a true vacation unless I get out of the country. But that's really not true because when I think about it, I have grown up in the Southeast mostly. My family moved around a lot when I was a kid. So I have lived up in Minnesota, New York, and other areas, and North Carolina. I've lived mostly in the Southeast in Georgia, here in Florida. But, it's funny because I think of a vacation and first place comes to mind on my wish list is Paris. I would give anything to go to Paris. There's just something romantic about it and just exotic, the Louvre, the museum, all of that. But then I start thinking about, I was looking up some things and I thought, well, what can I really afford? Well, probably a driving vacation is going to be in my budget, but where could I go in the United States? So I had some fun today because I was looking up interesting places in the United States that we could possibly go to. Because I know for me, first of all, we're spoiled. So for someone that's listening who's visiting from out of town, what is she talking about? We've got everything we need right here. And that is absolutely the truth. Because right here, we have Pensacola Beach. We have Navarre Beach. We have all this beautiful Gulf Coast. So you can get away right here pretty easy. And then some days, that's exactly what I do. I just drive across that bridge, park my car, and get out a little blanket, some water, and just enjoy the beautiful coast that we have here. So it's a little unfair because we have that, you know, a bit access to that every single day. But if I want to get away, then there's some places that you can just drive to here that are not that far away. I mean, there are so many interesting things that you can do, and you have unique places. So, for example, I'm just looking at some of the different places that came up on this list here. If I really wanted to try to get away, you could actually drive to some of these places, might be a couple of days, but do a road trip and make some stops along the way. So some of the unique towns and cities in this country, first place to start, I would say, would be with our national parks, because all over the country, we have the national parks that are just so beautiful. Most have accommodations available, and a lot of times the national park accommodations are actually cheaper than some of the commercial hotels. You just have to do a little research before you go. You also have other options too. So then you have to decide, okay, is this going to be a budget vacation or is this going to be a luxury vacation? So interestingly enough, I had an opportunity to go to Hawaii one time, and so we mixed it up. There are great campgrounds and national parks and state parks in Hawaii. So you can rent a cabin in Hawaii very cheaply, and we did that for a couple of nights, and then we actually stayed at a luxury hotel for a couple of nights. And that was kind of cool because we got the best of both worlds. But here's some of the locations that are in some of them in the Southeast. Of course, we claim ourselves to be the oldest city, oldest settlement in Florida. But if you've never been to St. Augustine, that's a beautiful place with lots of history on the other side of the coast. Not that far of a drive. Jacksonville is, what, 6.5, 7 hours? Lots to see on that side of the state. And if you want to go a little bit north, get into the Carolinas, we've got Charleston. Charleston, South Carolina is still one of my favorite cities because of the historic nature. There's a restaurant there that I can't think of the name of it. Maybe somebody can help me. But it used to be a restaurant that in the basement is where the pirates would go, and they would hide down there and then escape to their ships. And it's a whole, you can do the little tour and see where they used to hide the the booty that they had, all the stuff that they were smuggling out of the country or into the country. And I think it might be called Pirate's Cove or something like that. But it's a wonderful little restaurant right there in the heart of Charleston. And if you can find out from the locals the fun things to do, it's like a little discovery. Another great place to go is Asheville and the Carolinas, especially when you get up into the Blue Ridge Mountains. Just beautiful. Not that far of a drive. You can get up there in a day or two, not too bad. You can even get to the North Georgia Mountains if you get up to Helen, Georgia, one of my favorite places to go. Cool in the summertime and great looking little places to stay. You could camp, some little hotels that you can go to and houses that can be rented, especially when you have the VRBO and B&B options. Here we go. So it looks like someone says, your experience in Germany reminded me of the town where I grew up. Everything closed down from 12 to 1, including, this goes so people could go home and eat. Then all the stores closed at noon on Wednesdays, and absolutely nothing was open on Sunday. Yeah, that was such a, I think we should adopt that style, lifestyle, don't you? So I think that it's great to consider if we can't take a vacation and we've got limited time off, which many of us do who are working more than one job, maybe the thing to do is to start scheduling, really being good to ourselves by scheduling a real lunchtime. So basically, take a vacation in your day. Do something that, if nothing else, just get out of the office and take a walk. Put your headphones on. Maybe it's a little hot right now. Maybe just go get yourself an ice cream somewhere. Just do something to just give yourself that mental break. We're working too hard, y'all. I think we're all working too hard, and we need to find ways to take care of ourselves, have a little fun. And I'm looking for your vacation ideas. 850-437-1620. Where can I go that's not too far away, maybe, but would be a lot of fun and just a great getaway? Where do you go when you want to get away? 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. I'm just chatting with you this morning about, isn't it time for a vacation? Hopefully, if nothing else from this little half hour, you'll be thinking about ways that you can relax a little bit more at work, de-stress a little bit, and maybe think of some ideas, if not for a week or two, but maybe just for a weekend, maybe just a little getaway could do a whole lot for your soul and your spirit. Okay, got a suggestion that came in, and actually this was on my list too, so I appreciate this came in from Michael. Says that St. George Island, we were talking about places you can go that are nearby, so you could drive to Mexico Beach, which is just about an hour past Panama City Beach, take a bridge over to St. George Island. It's awesome. Though during a festival and or art show, there's all kinds of things going on over there. And that's true. And it's funny that you bring up Mexico Beach, because that's where I got married, at the Driftwood Inn. And, you know, I was just heartbroken when Hurricane Michael came through, because when I saw the pictures, it just looked like some kind of horrible bomb had just wiped out that whole community. So here's the good news. They have rebuilt. The Driftwood Inn is back, and it is gorgeous. So many of the restaurants are back now, and some of the housing. But the drive over is beautiful. And St. George Island, you feel like you're on a tropical island somewhere, that, you know, in the Bahamas, because, again, you have that beautiful water, and it's not crowded, and it's accessible. So that's true. You've got Destin, of course. We're all familiar with Destin and Panama City Beach and our very own Pensacola Beach. But you also have Cedar Key, which is kind of neat. It's a unique old Florida charm. You have Everglades National Park, and you have Falling Water State Park. Now, I just went to the Everglades. Now, let me tell you something. When I was at the, real quick story, I was at the Everglades National Park. We stopped to have a picnic in this picnic area right by this big black pond. And we could see this little stuff, looked like little fish coming up to the surface. So we were having a great time. Next thing I know, I'm throwing chicken and a biscuit crackers. This chicken and a biscuit cracker all of a sudden lands on the snout of this humongous alligator. And the alligator came up out of the water. There were no signs like water gators in the pond, but you know what? My dad looked at us. This is the Everglades. There are alligators here, so just beware. Anyway, I hope that you had the chance to take a break today, do something nice for yourself. Come up with a good vacation idea, a good little getaway for yourself. That's what I'm going to do. All right, we've got some more guests coming in shortly. This is Pep Talk with Meg, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We'll be back right after the news.